WWA TV Radio seeks to inform and engage the bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATV disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
And singing the song Tears. Now, I do that when I sing. I miss singing so much. I used to love to sing in church. And I haven't done that in years. Hopefully, I will one day. Okay, let me scroll in on the Bible. Let me zoom out a little bit so that you can see the Bible. It's not about me. It's about the Word this morning. All right, let's see. Here we go. Okay. Today, we are reading Psalm 95 and 96. I'm actually waiting on my ride to come get me for church. They'll be here in about 30 minutes. So, we have to make it pretty quick this morning. Let's go ahead and start with Psalm. Lord, we pray you bless this Bible study together this morning. Holy Spirit, we pray that you have your way this morning. Illuminate to us what you want us to know out of your word today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Psalm 95, and don't forget, I read out of the King James Bible. This is the Thompson Chain Reference Bible, but I'm using the app, the YouVersion app. Okay, here we go. And if you hear that in the background, that's my washing machine. Okay, here we go.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms.
Yes.
The Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods.
Yes, Lord.
In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also, as he is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
Okay, I just want to point out that this morning when we did our 40-day prayer time and we was talking about the idol that we're dealing with today is worship and entertainment, and we confessed before the Lord that the churches have gotten away from the altars where people can go down and kneel at those benches and cry out to God for hours if it needs it, but that the altars were God's. They were treasured, they were valued, they were there for anybody at any time to go before the throne. And now we have it where they just walk up there and stand. I mean, think about how sad that is, Brad. They walk up there and they stand and wait for a person to lay hands on them. It seems like it just went from the idol of God to the idol of self. And we repented over that today. But right here in this scripture, verse 6, where it says, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. You know, kneeling before the Lord, it's humbling. It's humbling ourselves. Okay, so let's go on. We're in verse 7 now.
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture.
Yes, Lord.
And the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Oh, yes,
as
Lord.
As in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways.
All right, Bride, now picture this. This is David talking, and he's saying, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation. That's how we are in this 40 days prayer team. We are grieved about what's happening in our country, in the church. I mean, we're not talking about the country as a whole. We're talking about the soul of our nation, which is the church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. And so he's saying, you know, that he was grieved over his generation.
Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Oh, wait a minute. That was God. Oh, my goodness. That was God talking, Bride. Oh, that's even worse. Okay, he's saying, oh, my goodness. Let's go back. Profound. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. All right, now. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. This is the cry of us. As in the provocation and as in the day of temptation, in the day of the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, this is God talking. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Aw, well, we know God's heart, how it grieves him when people sin before him like that, and they err in their heart. All right, let's keep going. Now we're in Psalm 96.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth.
Yes, Lord.
Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised.
Yes.
He is to be feared above all gods.
Yes, Lord.
For all the gods of the nations are idols.
Uh-oh.
The Lord made the heavens.
Come on.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
Yes, Lord.
Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Okay, right there. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. In other words, we need to give God the glory. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Which means bring an offering. When you come into the house of the Lord, bring an offering. Of course, you know the word speaks very clearly about tithing. That is a requirement. That's a must. It's a given. Tithing 10%. But over that is the offerings. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to give. So he's saying, give unto the Lord the glory due his name, which means whatever God uses us for, preaching, praise and worship, giving a word in the service, prayer, do it all unto his name. Give him the glory. Bring an offering and come into his courts. We're on now verse 9.
O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth.
All right there. Today when we was praying and we was asking the Lord to forgive us about the way that we do worship, when it says here, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. When we think about standing before the Lord in worship, we want to step into that beauty, and that beauty is honor. You know, that beauty is honoring him. And we was praying about this today. The praise and worship leaders in our nation, when they're on a platform, and even ministers, anybody on the platform really, standing before a congregation, they are ambassadors of God. They are the representatives of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when they stand up there, they should be modest. They should, you know, reflect modesty and not draw attention to themselves. And it should be about the Lord. When they are up there, it's not about them wearing clothes that are sexual in nature, or wearing the lack of clothes that provokes sexual thoughts, or causes minds to be distracted because they're looking at that. When we're on the platform, we should be covered, you know, from head to toe. Not saying we have to, you know, wear long dresses and whatnot, but we should be very modest. Because for one thing, we do not know what people in the congregation are dealing with. They could be a man out there that is ate up on pornography and lust, and that right there would just cause him to lust and go into another, you know, cause that demon to rise up. When you're on the platform with short skirts, no sleeves, your boobs hanging out, men with skinny jeans with their package all out there and their butts all out there, you know, it's just not right, you know, because the people, when they are looking at, you're a leader, you're expected to walk in the spirit of excellence, you know, and you're representing the King of Kings, you're an ambassador. And like I said before, with President Trump, he expects his children to walk with a certain stature. He expects them to act a certain way, look a certain way, and represent his vision, you know, his business, his what he wants to do. God is the same way. He expects us to represent the kingdom and to, you know, give him all glory, give him all honor, and give him respect by respecting ourselves up there on the platform before the people. And so I just want to encourage you in that today. Okay, let's keep going.
Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth.
When verse 10.
The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad, let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof.
Yes, Lord.
Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord.
Oh.
For he cometh to judge the earth. Mm. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
All right, let me pause you right there. Let me pause. Okay. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep. Okay, I'm over here. Okay, before the Lord, for he cometh. The Lord is coming, right? For he cometh to judge the earth, and he shall judge the world with righteousness. What is righteousness, bride? Righteousness is right living. It's holiness. And the people with his truth. I'm telling you, bride, if there is not a word for 2018, I'm going to underline that. This is the word, and I'm going to date it, 2018. This is the word for 2018 is truth. Truth should be upon, we should be clothed in truth. It should be our banner this year. We shall not come off truth. But I see Psalm 97, and I still have a few more minutes. So I just want us to go into that and praise the Lord a minute. All right. We're in Psalm 97, bride. This is the Psalm majesty of God's kingdom.
The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof.
All right, man.
Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne.
Okay.
A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord.
Woo!
At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth.
All right now.
The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory.
Yes, Lord.
Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast. worship him or ye gods.
Oh.
As I had heard, and was glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord.
All right, pause right there. Wait a minute. What did it say? In verse 8, Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. Remember, bride, I've been telling you over and over, judgment is not a bad thing. Judgment of God is a great thing because he loves those that he corrects. He loves those that he rebukes and chastises. And as a child of God, we want him to. We want him to clean us and gut us and purify us so that we can be used in the kingdom. Remember, bride, it is not about us. It is about his kingdom. So, Lord, please clean us, judge us. And first of all, bride, listen. If we do not want to be judged on earth, we're going to be judged afterwards. And some will be have to be thrown in hell because they refused to let God change them. They refused to move. They were stubborn and stiff-necked. We read that in here this morning. Stubborn and stiff-necked, thinking they know it all, operating in pride, don't want to move. They want to be their own man, and they don't want God to do what he wants to do in their life. It is better for us to go through judgment now and let God change us and purify us, clean us, and prepare us for what's coming. Reap in the harvest. Give him glory with our lives than for him to judge later. So judgment, it says right here, they rejoiced in God's judgments. All right, let's keep going. I just thought that was profound, Brad.
All the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods.
Yes, Lord.
He that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked.
Yes.
Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart.
Yes, Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Yes, Lord. Light is sown for the righteousness. And then he says, you that love the Lord, hate evil. Which means we hate the false. We hate the untruths. We hate the mixing. We do not participate in that stuff. And it says, he preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Which is why we do not have to fear tribulation. We do not have to fear trials. We do not have to fear persecution. We do not have to fear judgment. The only time we should ever fear judgment is if we have things we're hiding. Because in judgment, God is going to expose. And that is what is happening here. Is the judgment. Okay, let's finish this up. Oh, we did finish it. Okay. So, and then it says, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. When we remember God's holiness, we know he's always watching. He's here right now. He's always alert, always omnipresent, always there. That is remembering his holiness. Would you do that if God was standing right there? That's what people need to consider. When I was having the discussion of the tattoos, and they was saying I was telling them, you know, why would you go in a tattoo parlor that is full of satanic images? And believe me, I'm not saying this judging. I'm just pointing out the truth. Okay, you're walking in this place that is full of satanic images that have instruments that are used for Satan's purposes to carve up God's people, his creation, to mark them for life with satanic images, and then you're going to take that instrument and put it on your body that has been bought with a price that Jesus bought, which means you no longer own it. Then you're going to allow them to take that instrument and carve your body. And then knowing that God is standing right there, what would he think about that? Right here at the remembrance of his holiness. Whatever we do, remember what the word says. We should think on these things. Purity, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are holy, whatsoever things are just. We should think on these things. Because like it says right here in verse 12 in Psalm 97, rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. The Lord is always there with us, and he wants us to be clean and free. And like he says in Leviticus 19, he wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth and be free in the promised land. Amen, bride. Well, I'm getting ready to go to church, so I just wish y'all a blessed day today. I love you and God bless you, and I will talk to you later, bride.